443-5654-6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and I am going to continue on the vein that I was on yesterday. And that vein is Vladimir Putin, Russia, what is really going on. And I am going to attempt to follow a program that I wrote out, a notes. Not only is there a conflict militarily, there's a religious war in the Ukraine presently. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church, the Russian Orthodox Church, the Catholic Church are all involved in this conflict. And I'll talk about that in just a second. But I'm going to read out of yesterday's What Does It Mean with other articles. His Holiness Patriarch Kirill, a spiritual leader of the Russian Orthodox Church, he declared that the special denazification operation in the Ukraine is a holy war. It's a battle against a godless international order built on gay pride parades, which caused conflict internationally, just that comment. He also stated that the conflict in Donbass is a metaphysical battle against a godless international order that rewards governments which embrace sin and punishes those who embrace God's laws. What's happening, according to the article, quoting, today is the sphere of international relations that has not only political significance. We're talking about something different, much more important than politics. We're talking about human salvation. If we see violations of God's law, we will never put up with those who destroy this law. Blurring the line between holiness and sin, and even more so with those who promote sin as an example or as one of the models of human behavior. The Russian Federation is basically a Christian theocracy, which is bound by just war. Now, just war, a J-U-S-T, a war that is just. There are such things. Israel, in the Old Testament, had just wars. We have just wars presently. Wars that are needed to protect citizens of a nation against other invasion of other nations. We're having an unjust war presently in the United States of America at the southern border, and we're being invaded. That's an unjust war. So in preparation for the Holy War, on July the 2nd, 2001, President Putin signed into force a new national security policy for the Russian Federation, wherein it mandates the protection of all under socialist siege peoples enslaved by the godless international order. Vladimir Putin is stating that there is a godless international order. So, this is the religious war that's taking place. And the global New World Order is not just a economic, not just an economic, a military operation. It is also a religious operation. We'll see. We'll get deeper into that in a second. Now, over the weekend, Donald Trump, he stated to when he was speaking to this rally, by the way, quote, "This could lead to World War III, what's happening in the this coming Holy War. If you think Putin is going to stop, he's not going to stop. It's a factual warning based on President Trump's knowledge that a just war can't be stopped until all of its objectives to protect the innocent and vindicate justice are met." Now, we'll go back. Remember Gorbachev. He set things in motion with Russia to betray Russia to the New World Order. Well, Gorbachev, I think, had kind of a slap in the face, maybe a change of heart, because he stated in 2019, he warned, "The world is in a colossal danger of nuclear wipeout." This is back almost three years ago. What was he looking at back then? And this was a grave warning Gorbachev issued because he knew what would follow after these godless socialist forces masterminded the sham impeachment of President Trump over Ukraine. He was watching what took place in this country during the Trump administration. The masterminded the sham impeachment of President Trump over the Ukraine, which was used as a cover to split the Ukrainian Orthodox Church away from the Russian Orthodox Church. Here we go, we're at the end of the world, and now the religious wars are going to begin. Rick Rodriguez, be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
At the end of the world, there would be wars, religious wars, not just economic, military, political, but religious wars also. So we see Russia is not going to allow the Ukraine to split the religious people of the Ukraine and Russia. You have Russian Orthodox followers in the Ukraine. One of the tools that these criminals, the children that hate the devil, do is they divide religions. Now, I don't know if many of you have heard the term Catholic Spring. The Catholic Spring. Well, there is a network behind what is called the Catholic Spring. I read about this years ago, and I've had it in my thinking, my mind. This is out of CatholicNewsAgency.com. This was December the 28th, 2016, right after the election of Donald Trump. A reputed Catholic Spring surfaced in the news this fall after hacked emails from John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, indicated plans for an effort to sow revolution within the church, the Catholic Church. Grants to the think tank Podesta founded also suggested links to other efforts targeting religion. The Center for American Progress appears to be part of an influence network that advocates restrictions on religious freedom while promoting dissent within Christianity on sexual morality, especially LGBT issues. And Kirill, the patriarch out of Russia, they have addressed this matter in the Russian Orthodox Church, and the Putin administration has addressed this matter on the sins of what they consider, what is, well, not just consider, of morality, especially these LGBT issues. Continuing, Podesta co-founded the Center for American Progress in 2003 after serving as White House Chief of Staff in President Bill Clinton's final term. He served as the center's CEO until 2011. He became a special advisor to President Barack Obama in 2013 and joined the Hillary Clinton campaign in early 2015. Now, there's an Arcus Foundation. It was given $400,000. It gave $400,000 to the Center for American Progress, Faith and Progressive Policy Initiative in order to articulate and disseminate a socially progressive framework of religious liberty. A $250,000 Arcus grant in 2016 backed the center's Reclaiming Religious Liberty as a progressive value project, voting to promote religious liberty as a core progressive American value that includes LGBT equality and the woman's reproductive health and rights. Grant listings on the foundation website state. So, then another article out of LifeZet.com. Hillary Clinton's current campaign chairman, this was in the October 12, 2016, before the election, when she lost. She got beat, hip and thigh. Hillary Clinton's current campaign chairman, John Podesta, and a left-wing activist casually discussed fomenting revolution in the Catholic Church. There needs to be a Catholic Spring in which Catholics themselves demand the end of a Middle Ages dictatorship and the beginning of a little democracy and respect for gender equality in the Catholic Church. This is what the international laws are trying to push Russia into also. Abortion, LGBT, gay rights, Sandy Newman, president of the founder of the progressive nonprofit Voices for Progress, writes to Podesta in an email titled, "Opening for a Catholic Spring? Just musing." Quote, "There needs to be a Catholic Spring in which Catholics themselves demand the end of a Middle Ages dictatorship and the beginning of a little democracy and respect for gender equality in the Catholic Church?" Newman, who is Jewish, admits he does not know much about the Catholic Church. In response, Podesta assures Newman, "Rest easy, for he and his progressive pals have already created organizations explicitly designed to infiltrate the Catholic Church with progressive ideology, though he cautions that it may not be right for full revelation, a full revolution just yet." So, religious wars. This is the end of the world and what's happening. Okay, now I'm going to go on to, this was in March 16th, 2022. No. September 16th, 2018. This was whatdoesitmean.com back then. Little people know, American people, very people realize that Russia, after 774 years of godless communist rule, followed by 8 years of Clinton regime economic rape and plunder, Vladimir Putin, on the 31st of December, 1999, assumed power as president of the Russian Federation. Upon taking power, re-established the historical Christian roots of the motherland by his institution of a democratic theocracy. That is a form of government in which God is a source from which all authority derives. And after 12 years of seeing the positive moral and economic benefits, caused the leader of the Russian Orthodox Church to declare that Putin's rule was a miracle of God. In past programs, I have stated that Vladimir Putin, somewhere along the line, became a man of faith, deep faith, religious conviction. The same with Donald Trump. When? I don't know. I believe also that John F. Kennedy, somewhere in the first couple of years of his administration, began to have a change, a revival in his conscience. I'll phrase it that way. And he began to John F. Kennedy realized what the Pilgrim Society that his father was a member of, their plans for America, the plans for the Rockefeller family to begin to the operations in tapping into the great reserves, the oil reserves off of Vietnam. John F. Kennedy was going to oppose it. That was one thing John F. Kennedy was going to resist. Other things too. He wanted to change the currency in our country to a silver-based backed dollar. Then on top of that, he and his brother had betrayed the mafia, and he had stated that he was going to dismantle the CIA. A number of things brought about his assassination. But before that, John F. Kennedy, I believe, had a change in his conscience. A change in his heart. Same with Putin. Same with Trump. Why did Putin have this change? Because Putin saw what the United States and the globalists had done to Russia. Now, I began to present yesterday, there was a woman by the name of Annie Williamson. She wrote a book, Contagion, about 2002, I think it's when it came out, in that area. And the name of the book was The Plunder of Russia in the 1990s. And how was Russia plundered? Who instigated the theft of the resources and the economy of Russia? Well, the book, How Clinton and Company and the Bankers Plundered Russia. And Jonathan Hay, the general director of the Harvard Institute of International Development in Moscow in 1992 and 1997 through 97, he helped facilitate the crippling of the Russian economy and the plundering of its industrial and manufacturing infrastructure with a strategy concocted by Larry Summers, Andrei Schleifer, Jeffrey Sachs, and his Swedish sidekick, Anders Aslund, and a host of private players from banks and investment houses in Boston and New York, a plan approved and assisted by the United States Department of the Treasury. Now, I also say this plan was a Pilgrim Society plan in New York, out of New York, with the Pilgrim Society out of London. What they did, they planned to manage the economy, and they would do this through homegrown gangsters and socialist theoreticians from the West, like Hay and his fellow Harvardian Jeffrey Sachs. They delivered a 2,500% inflation and indescribable poverty, and transferred the ownership of Russia industry to Western financiers. This is what happened in Russia after Yeltsin came into power and to the end of Yeltsin's presidency in 1999. Now you see why Vladimir Putin, you see why he's upset. Do you see what these people have done to the United States of America? This is a plan by Pilgrim Society that we are involved in, that we are suffering from in the United States of America. You're not going to remove these people. They are, this is going to take the hand of God to remove them. I'll discuss that in a little bit. Now, in this interview, or this Williamson, she interviewed almost everyone involved in the this plunder scheme. Russian politicians, businessmen, gangster capitalists, American sponsors from the IMF, the World Bank, USAID, Credit Suisse, First Boston, the CIA, the KGB, and all in the hundreds and in all, hundreds of sources who spoke candidly and ruthlessly about this criminal activity. I wish I had more time, but I'm not going to, but we're going to be back to continue. This is important. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. you'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Are you paying too much for your home, life, or auto insurance? It only takes 10 minutes to find out. Hi, this is Kevin Voles with Badger Insurance Advisors. Choosing insurance plans can be difficult. That's why I make it easy. I'll make the calls, compare the plans and prices, and find you the insurance plan that fits your needs. Best of all, my help is at no cost to you. Call me today at 303-359-1799 or visit BadgerInsuranceAdvisors.com. Let me find the right insurance for you.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pureblood Mike.
As we continue, so she is documented, interviewed people that were knowledgeable of the theft of Russia. Again, this is why Vladimir Putin, at the end of Yeltsin's presidency, he knew there was nothing more he could do. He turned Russia over to Vladimir Putin. I'm going to talk a little bit, we'll talk about him in a second. Okay, so from these interviews with top aides of Yeltsin and Clinton's, all through the ranks of these two hierarchical societies, to the proliferating mass of Russian destitute, their destitute pornographers, pimps, drug dealers, prostitutes. You want to talk about prostitutes around Bill Clinton. Some of the principal characters, of course, refused to talk to Williamson, such as Bill Clinton's longtime friend from Oxford, Strobe Talbot. Why? Talbot was part of it. And one-time KGB operative whose claim to fame is a deceitful translation of the Khrushchev memoirs. Now, once the Clinton regime defined Russian thug Boris Yeltsin as a Democrat, so in other words, Yeltsin was in their pocket, the wholesale looting of Russia began. According to the socialist theoreticians at Harvard, Russia needed to be brought into, are you ready? the new world order in a hurry, pronto, fast, quickly, now, not later. And what better way to do it than Sachs shock therapy? Now, the therapy is this. There was a third generation of descendants from the original Bolsheviks, and they were assigned to the deeds of Russia's mightiest state-owned industries. All of Russia's industries are going to be owned now. This took place in the Clinton administration with Bill and his cousin Hillary, including the giant gas, oil, electrical, and telecommunication industries, the world's largest paper, iron, and steel factories, the world's richest gold, silver, and diamond and platinum mines, automobile and airplane factories, and on and on and on. Now, these people turned some of their shares, sold some of their shares to the proper, to the Western, these properties to the Westerners. When Russian member of the Supreme Soviet openly criticized the looting of the national patrimony by these new gangsters early in the U.S.-driven reform program, like in 1993, before all Soviet institutions were destroyed, Yeltsin bombed the parliament. So once the spotlight came on and there was a little pushback by the Russian patriots, Yeltsin bombed the parliament. Williamson notes that one probably unintended benefit of Gorbachev's perestroika, going back to Gorbachev, was the recruitment of these Russian economists by top United States universities. Perestroika. Let's have peace between Russia and America, and we'll all work together to rob, loot, steal, plunder this great nation. It is in the new emerging global economy, it is clear that Russia is a designated center for heavy manufacturing. This is back then, just as Asia is for clothing and computers. With its nearly unlimited supply of hydroelectric power, iron, steel, timber, gold, and other precious metals. This is also a reason and explains why America's political elites didn't really give a hoot about closing down American industries and mines. Remember what happened began in the 80s when American industry was began to be shipped over to China? Well, at the same time, they knew that what China didn't supply with computers and textiles, Russia would supply as far as metals and items or the goods that are needed for building the skyscrapers. Now, she goes on to say that the Western banks and corporations bought these companies at bargain basement prices. They bought more than just industrial equipment. In the Soviet model, every unit of industrial production, including the workers, housing, churches, opera houses, schools, hospitals, supermarkets, etc., and the whole, everything was included in the selling price. By buying large shares of these companies, Western corporations became ipso facto town managers. Remember Tennessee Ernie Ford's song, "We Owe Our Soul to the Company Store"? This, what I'm reading to you, is what they have planned for you in this country. This is the plan to rule and own everything in this country, and you will have to buy from the company store. Another level of evil was the workings of the international finance and consolidation of capital into fewer and fewer hands. What's happening now? My question is, what's happening now with what you see in America? And the ruthless death-dealing policies it inflicts on target countries through currency manipulation, inflation, depression, taxation, and war. The emphasis on Russia, but with attention given to Mexico, Thailand, Indonesia, the Balkans, and other countries, and how it uses its control over money to produce social chaos. This is the power of empire. This is the power of the structure politically in this country and industry and the mega corporations within the United States of America. The power of the intelligence agencies, the secret war, or the, it's not secret, the vehicle to controlling the nations of the world and allowing American corporations to do whatever they please is the great, great military of the CIA. Now, I'm going to jump from this article. I want to read to you, with this in mind, with what I've just presented to you, can you see why Vladimir Putin, why God put him in? Because Russia has to be great. They were destroying Russia again. We'll be right back.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's five total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
Okay, so you see what the Clintons did to Russia. First you had Pilgrim Society in 1916 with the Bolshevik Revolution. Then you had Pilgrim Society directing Adolf Hitler to Moscow. Then you had the destruction of the ruble in the late 80s. Now here you have a fourth time, you have the Clintons raping, pillaging, plundering with all of their cronies, with the whole occult world of the Clintons going into Russia, working with the occult world in Russia, pillaging the country. So then Vladimir Putin comes in. And why is it that American people and the world can't see the same thing that happened to Russia is happening to the United States of America? But hate Russia, Russia bad, Putin bad, the globalist West good, America good. Empire is not going to be good to the American people. Empire has not been good to the world. It will not be good to America, the American people. In America right now, empire, the Democrats who rule this nation, have targeted and are demonizing the patriot, conservative Christians of this nation, just like they're demonizing Vladimir Putin. So what did Vladimir Putin do when he came to office? I say, in my study of the Bible and reviewing history, I say that Vladimir Putin was put in by God to make Russia great again. I'm looking at something here, sorry. So what did Putin do? By 2000, according to a law proposed by Putin and approved by the Federal Assembly of Russia, Putin gained the right to dismiss heads of the federal subjects. So who's he dismissing? The criminals. In 2004, the direct election of governors by popular vote was ended. This was necessary to stop separatist tendencies and to get rid of those governors who were connected with organized crime. Immediately, Putin stopped the Clinton and the evil of the Clinton administration and the globalists from destroying Russia. During his first term in office, Putin moved to curb the political ambitions of some of the Yeltsin-era oligarchs, because Yeltsin allowed these oligarchs and allowed the door opened to bring in these financial criminals from the West, and the door was open for the oligarchs, the very powerful people in Russia, to work with the West to strip Russia of her wealth. Putin presided over an intensified flight. I'm sorry, he presided over an intensified fight with organized crime and terrorism that resulted in 2 times lower murder rates by 2011, as well as a significant reduction in the number of terrorist acts by the late 2000s. The terrorist acts, these terrorists, they weren't just Russian people. These were Islamic forces that had come in to disrupt Russia's stability as a nation. And how and who were they directed by? America, CIA. Putin, they put an end to that. Now, there's a, the gross domestic product, GDP. Well, the equivalent of the Russian language, if you want to talk about GDP in the Russian language, it is VVP. So GDP would be VVP. This is very sovereign of God. VVP actually stands for Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin. GDP, VVP. He's in there by the hand of God, I tell you. In the first administration, he gained 7 years gains of average economic gains, an average of 7% every year from 2000 to 2007. It grew as sixfold, climbing. They were the 22nd economy of the world to the 10th largest economy in the world. It had overcome the devastating consequences of the 98 financial crisis and the preceding recession in the 90s. The recession brought in by the destroying of the ruble. Leo Wanta, he was able to take industry into Russia and destroy the power of the ruble, makes $27 trillion profit, pays back, I think it's $150 billion to the Reagan administration, and Wanta is going to pocket roughly $27 billion. But the theft by the Clintons, again, and remember, the theft is through the Clinton, the Bill and Hillary Rockefeller Clinton family Rockefellers. The theft was by the Rockefellers in New York City. This is what people in this country need to remember. Now, the real income more than doubled, and the average monthly salary increased sevenfold from $80 to $640 for the average person in Russia. From 2006 to 2006, the middle class grew from 8 million to 55 million people. So, this is what this man did for Russia. We'll be back.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
In the book of Ezekiel, there, chapter 14, there is a principle that nations that will acknowledge God openly from the positions of power, God blesses these nations. He blesses them with, there's no famine, no war, there's peace, they're blessed. And Russia, up until presently, and still, in spite of the conflict, because Vladimir Putin has acknowledged the Catholic Church, the Russian Church, and has allowed them to proceed with religion in Russia unhindered, Russia's under a blessing. Vladimir Putin has to be the man that makes Russia great. And to make Russia great, you would have to have religion reintroduce once again into the nation, which is what he did over the roughly the last 20 years. Now, he passed laws to protect Russian children from Western-driven homosexual propaganda, battling against the murder of innocent babies in the mother's wombs. He's making Christian religious classes mandatory in all schools. This is in 2018. And he's banning all gambling. He states that basically Christianity is the root of Russian identity after 70-plus years of atheism. Leading experts around the world have called this in Russia the triumph of Christianity in Russia. This is what Vladimir Putin has done. You can believe that he is a murderer, or you can believe he's a man of faith. He has to do what the Bible says he has to do. He has to. He has to protect Russia from the globalist West. He has to make the Russian army great, because the Russian army has a destiny with God, and Russia has a destiny with God and the mountains of Israel. So Vladimir Putin is fulfilling prophecy. And as time goes on, people will understand the two chapters in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. The people of the world will understand these two chapters talking about Russia. Vladimir Putin, God is going to make Russia. Russia is moving in a direction, but God is going to turn Russia around in the direction she's going and bring her down south with the comrades to the mountains of Israel. Now, with the matter of the Catholic Church, the intention of the religious world at the end of the world, and the church that is going to be used to try to unify the religions of the world, like Buddhism and like Hinduism and Islam and witchcraft and all the facets of witchcraft, with all of the Christianity, is this present Pope. This present Pope wants to unify all the religions. He is going to be unsuccessful, because one religion that he really would like to bring in is the religion of Antichrist. He is not the Antichrist, but there is an Antichrist coming who is going to force the world to worship him. Now, we'll talk about that as we finish out the program. So hold on. Rick Rodriguez, 1360agency.com for podcasts. We'll return.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right, or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Green.